keep food cold, or didn't you?
We had to find wood.
Wood?
We'd have, there was just plenty of wood, good wood. We'd cut trees. It would cut big old trees. It would be worth $100 a thousand in the row right now just for firewood. And we'd get in the summertime when the crops are all laid by, we'd take the niggas and get a cordwood, they call it. Pay them so much a cord to cord it, you know. A cord, I can't think of the dimension. I think it's 8 feet high, 8 feet long, something like that. And not so wide. And we'd go by and haul that wood home. Sometimes we'd have more than we could burn in the wintertime. Run two fireplaces all the time.
You did?
It took wood in, I know.
Where are the fireplaces?
Fireplace was in all the rooms. They had stacked chimneys in the wall like this right here. Put a chimney there and let it go up and have a closet on each side of the fireplace, you know.
Mm-hmm. You say you kept two of them going all the time?
Yes, two of them and burned stove wood from way back on. Of course, when they got the electric line through, that we finally got an electric stove.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me something about how you used to keep the fires going in the fireplace? How would you start it?
We would pile the wood on the back porch. That was the boys' job to. Every evening, get wood in for the night and the next morning, you know. Get the kindling and everything there ready. And we'd always, when you go to bed, it'd cover that fire with ashes, you know, just uncover them, it might get blazed up, you know, for a fire in the morning.
Did you have a big piece of wood in the back that would...
A piece of what?
A piece of wood in the back of the fire.
That would burn out too. Yes, we'd put a big log in the back, you know, to sort of keep fire, you see. Called it the back log, what the hook you have.
And would that last all night or not?
Yes, it would last all night. Of course, now you could pile other wood on it, dry wood around it and burn it up right quick, but if you're going to... Just cover it up with a roll behind and go out behind the dog. I lay right on the hearth, you see, and it would keep fire pretty well.
Did you have something over the fireplace?
I have a mantle up over the fireplace. A ship over the fireplace. I wish I'd take you out there, but they tore that thing down the last few months out there. I got one of the columns went on the front porch there.
Yeah. Did you, you had a porch around the front?
Yes, the porch went all the way across the front, went all the way down one side.
And did you ever have a little porch with just over one door, just something to keep the rain off the door?
No, sir, we didn't have that.
And how did you keep milk cold? Probably had cows.
We'd hold ice, 100 pounds of ice, have a freezer. They had an ice house here, you know, they sold 100 pounds. So the block, Carl would come in and put it in this ice house, and, you know, it was insulated with double wall with sawdust and airtight. And
what did you
we
do?
Had a business downtown here, and it always